A final word. To be a part of God's kingdom is the greatest privilege available to human beings. It is also mandatory for all who would live and die in a manner pleasing to God. Apart from the kingdom, nothing exists that gives transcendent meaning to world history and human endeavors. Like everything of value, the kingdom comes at a cost. That is why Jesus encouraged those who would be disciples to sit down first and count the cost before making the largest investment of a lifetime. There is a cost, but there is also the surpassing value on the other side of the ledger. Every person must consider whether the pearl of great price is worth the cost of possessing it, because, as Paul told his converts, we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. Jesus said, "The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it." The need to press into the kingdom of God suggests a determination to overcome resistance. There will be opposition from Satan to any soul who determines to enter and remain in God's kingdom. Some of that resistance will be felt inwardly, as the selfish nature whimpers and protests, wishing to remain the unchallenged governor of its former domain and self-determiner of its own course of life. Peter warned his readers about this inward struggle. "Beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." Some of the devil's opposition will come from outward influences, especially friends or family members, who are offended that you have abandoned their way of life and have thereby registered an implicit rejection of their values and choices. "For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you." Some of those who criticize you will be speaking from their own insecurities. Some may actually be acting out their jealousy that you, unlike themselves, have discovered in the kingdom of Christ the meaning and purpose for your existence, which they secretly covet, but are unwilling to pay the price to obtain. Pay no heed to any detractors. They will not be around to prop you up or defend you at the final judgment, no matter how much you may compromise to please them today. Tragically, they will be occupied with worries of their own on that day. Some readers may at this moment be facing the choice of a lifetime. Choose wisely. "No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Empire of the Risen Son. A Treatise on the Kingdom of God, What It Is, and Why It Matters. Book 1, There Is Another King. By Steve Gregg. Read by Tegan Moore. If you enjoyed this book, please consider leaving a review on Amazon.com or other booksellers' websites. This book is the first of a 2-volume project. Look for the second volume under the same title, Empire of the Risen Son, Book 2, which is subtitled All the King's Men, A Study in Discipleship. Hear and call in to the author's live daily radio broadcast, The Narrow Path, which airs weekdays at 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. The program can be heard on radio stations across the United States, as well as globally, either live or later from the website, or the free mobile app by the same name. The website and the app both provide access to archives of past programs going back many years, as well as over 1,000 expository lectures by the author on every book of the Bible and on many biblical topics. All downloads and materials offered on the website are free. Visit the website and or get the app at www.thenarrowpath.com. About the author. Steve Gregg's teaching ministry began in Southern California near the beginning of the Jesus Movement revival in 1970. Throughout the ensuing half century, he has taught around the world on every continent, directed a small Bible school called the Great Commission School in Oregon for 16 years, as well as numerous small summer-long discipleship programs in Santa Cruz, California. Since 1982, Steve has been a frequent guest lecturer for Youth with a Mission, YWAM, Schools of Biblical Studies, SBS, and Discipleship Training Schools, DTS, around the world. Steve has been the on-air host of a daily radio talk show entitled The Narrow Path since 1997. As of 2020, this program airs weekdays on about 30 radio stations nationwide and is streamed worldwide over the internet from the website www.thenarrowpath.com. The program's format is one of real-time, call-in Bible questions and answers. Besides the present two-volume project, Steve currently has two previous books in print, both published by Thomas Nelson Publishers. Revelation, Four Views, A Parallel Commentary, 1997, revised 2013, and All You Want to Know About Hell, Three Christian Views of God's Final Solution to the Problem of Sin, 2013. He has also authored many magazine and journal articles, including several for the Christian Research Journal. These can be found online at www.matthew713.com. Over 1,500 of Steve's recorded classroom Bible lectures are posted online. These can be downloaded free of charge from www.thenarrowpath.com. The catalog of lectures includes in-depth verse-by-verse expositions through the entire Bible, as well as hundreds of in-depth topical lectures on biblical subjects of interest to believers. He has also engaged in formal public debates with Christians and atheists throughout his ministry career. These lectures and every resource at the website may be downloaded free of charge. There is also a free mobile app available for Android and iPhones from which the radio program can be heard, live or in archives, and where the lectures from the website can be streamed. Search thenarrowpath.com. Several YouTube channels contain libraries of videos of Steve's lectures. The main one can be viewed at www.youtube.com/user/BibleGate. Based upon his lifetime teaching labors, Steve was offered and awarded an honorary Doctor of Divinity from Trinity Theological Seminary, Evansville, Indiana, in 2017.